Okay, boys and girls, it's very nice to be with you today, and I've really enjoyed you taking part. It's been really good. I want to read some verses from Scripture, and then we're going to have our Bible lesson today. So we're going to turn to Matthew and the chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, and we're going to read some verses together. And let me thank all who have helped with the boys and girls, and thank also the mums and dads and relations for coming out. We wish you that God's richest blessing. We trust indeed you'll be blessed today as you meet with us. Matthew chapter 4, we're going to read from the verse 1 here in the chapter. And we read here in verse 1, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus saith unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." Amen. And we trust indeed that the Lord will bless to us the public reading of his own precious word. Let's just bow briefly in a moment of prayer. Boys and girls, you know the ABC of prayer, don't you? A, arms folded. B, we bow our heads. And then C, we close our eyes as we talk to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank thee this day for thy precious word that liveth and abideth forever. We ask thee to speak to each one of our hearts. We ask that the word of God will come with simplicity and yet with dynamic power to all of our hearts and souls. Lord, it is our desire that in everything that we make much of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear prayer this day, for we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Boys and girls, it was wonderful to hear you taking part today. And there's something that is a theme throughout all of the Bible choruses that we sing, and that is, of course, the Word of God, about what the Bible teaches. Now, boys and girls, there is no book like the Bible. You see, if we didn't have the Bible, we would not know who God is. If we didn't have the Bible, we would not know about the Lord Jesus Christ. If we hadn't the Bible, we would not know the way to have our sins forgiven. The Bible is the greatest book in the world because it is God's word to us. Now, boys and girls, it's different from every other book because God wrote this book. God told about 40 men to write down his words, and so the Bible is the greatest book of all. But you know, as I was thinking about the Bible, there are lots and lots of different things that the Bible is compared to and likened to. And I thought, wouldn't it be great today if we would think about some of the things that the Bible is like? Now, I might need some of the boys and girls to help me out as I go through the story. But I wonder, as you got up this morning, the Bible is like something that, well, boys and girls, that you had to look at, or you looked at. What do you think it might be? Who could guess? Who could tell me? What do you think it might be? What did you look at this morning? No, it wasn't your bed. Oh, you wanted to get back in there, did you? No, not words. Who said that? Come on up here. The Bible is like this here. There you go. Thank you very much. You take that back down, you. I better not look in this or I'll crack it. It is a... Whoa, who's that handsome person? It is a mirror. That's right. The Bible is likened to a mirror. We read in the book of James, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." Now, boys and girls, whenever you look into the mirror, who do you see? I hope you do. Right? You look into the mirror and you see yourself. That's right. And the Bible is like a mirror, because when we look into it, you know what? We see ourselves. Now, we like to think when we come to the mirror, you know what we like to think? We're a lot better looking than we think. Than we really are. And, you know, my daughter, well, I need to watch it very, very careful here, what I say. I know somebody who likes the mirror, and she likes the mirror a lot. She would nearly wear the mirror out. Boys and girls, the Bible is like a mirror, and here I want you to look into the mirror today, the mirror of God's Word. You see, whenever we come to the mirror, we think, you know, we're not so bad looking after all. In fact, when we come to the mirror of God's Word, man thinks, you know what? I'm not such a bad person. It's not as though I've killed or though I've done something that's a great crime. I'm not that bad a person. But the Bible, God's mirror, tells us what we're really like. The mirror of God's word tells us that we are sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And when we look into the mirror of God's word, we see that we are sinners, that we have sinned against God, and that we need to be saved. And so the mirror of God's word shows us that. Now, boys and girls, the Bible is like something else, and here it is here. A lamp, that's right. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And you were singing already today about this world. It's a world of darkness, and so it is. This world is a world of sin. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. He is the light of the world. He came to give light and to bring light unto men and women walking in darkness. And so the Bible tells us how we're going to get through this world of sin. Now, if it was nighttime in here, and all the lights were off, and you had to walk to the front door, and it was pitch dark, you would bump into the pews, you would fall down the steps. You wouldn't be able to see your way. Well, in this world of darkness, the Bible says, we need a guide. We need to take up the lamp of God's word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Now, if I lit this lamp, boys and girls, it would only light up the area around about my feet. It would only show me around about my feet. Now, what you really need for the way ahead is a light. Because the light shows you the way ahead. It shows you the way in front. And the Bible tells us about the will of God. You see, the Bible tells us, just like the lamp tells you what's around about you right now. And the Bible tells us, men and women and boys and girls, what we need to do now. We need to be saved. We need to trust in God. We need to have our sins forgiven. God reveals his will to us through his word. We need to be saved. But the Bible also tells us how we're going to make it through this world in sin. How are we going to avoid the pitfalls, the snares? Boys and girls, there's lots of dangers in this world. And the devil would want you to get involved in sinful things. The devil wouldn't want you to follow the Lord Jesus. But the Bible is like the lamp. It's like the light of the word. It shows us the way in front of us. That's why it is so important to read God's word. Can I say that in our children's meetings, that in our Sunday school, we place an emphasis on this book, It comes central to all that we say and do. We speak according to the Bible. That is the most important thing. What does God say? Well, I have something else that some of the, and if my wee boy was here today, he would just love this here. You see, oh boy, you could do some damage with this. He would like the hammer. And I remember him with a wee boy, he just loved the hammer. And the hammer, the word of God says, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that smashes and breaketh the rock in pieces. The hammer smashes and it breaks. And God's word is like that, praise the Lord. You know, my boys and girls, my father was 85 years of age, and he still wasn't saved. But the Bible says God's word is like a hammer, and you know what? It broke his hard heart. And at 85 years of age, a very, very old man, he came to know Jesus. Don't listen to the devil's lie. You're too old. You're past God's day of grace. Don't listen to his lie. God's word is able to come, and it's able to break up the hardness of your heart. And you know what? That encourages us as we work with the boys and girls, as we work with children and men and women, that God's word is able to get right down into their heart. Now, what goes with the hammer? What goes with the hammer? This wee girl in the pink there. Come on, you up to the front here. And you get a packet of these here. All right, thank you very much. It's like a nail. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, the words of the wise are as goads and as nail fastened by the master of assemblies. And God's word is like the hammer, yes, but it's also like the nail. Now, whenever you place the nail and you nail it in, you're able to hang things up into the nail. You know, we got our house, our kitchen painted lately, and the painters come in and they painted the kitchen, but you know, one of the nails wasn't placed in, it wasn't pushed in hard enough. And I was just sitting at the table, the next thing the clock come down, bang, clock hit the floor. Boys and girls, the nail needs to be put right in, and when it's driven in, you can hang things on it. And that reminds us about the great truths of the Lord. God's word is like the nail upon which are all hung the great truths of the gospel and about who the Lord Jesus is, what he has done. There's no one like Jesus. And the word of God is like the nail. Now, I have something here that a baby would need. Who can guess? Who can guess? Not a dummy. Oh, they need a dummy, yeah. On the end. Come on ahead. They need this here. Thank you very much. Milk. Peter said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Now, whenever a baby is born, the baby likes the milk. But not does the baby doesn't just like the milk, it needs the milk. And if a baby doesn't have milk, it won't live, it won't survive. It needs it to grow. For those bones to become stronger, and for the frame to grow, and the child, the baby needs the milk. And boys and girls, whenever we get saved and we become Christians, the Bible says we need the milk of the word. Just as newborn babes, just as a baby needs the milk to grow, so we need to read the Bible. We need to pray. We need to grow. We desire that children come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But it's also, I know, the desire of the Sunday school teachers that children grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. That they come to love him more. And the only way to do that is by the word of God. Now, I have something with me. That the Bible is also like, and it's a type of sweet. It's very, very sweet to the taste. Really, really sweet. You think you might be able to guess what it is? You think you could guess? How did you know that? Come on here. I think I have a pack. Yes, there's a packet of sweets for you. It's like the honey. Now, if I got a spoonful of honey and put it out, and you put it in your mouth, ooh, it's so sweet. The Word of God is so sweet. In Psalm 119, we read, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey unto my mouth." Now, boys and girls, you see, when you take honey, honey is what's called a simple, there's a big word, carbohydrate. In other words, here's where you get a quick burst of energy. So if you took the honey, you get a quick burst of energy and you're able to get up and do things. God said of his people, they were going into the promised land, and he said it was a land of milk and honey. And as they were tired, and as they were weary, and as they were finding it difficult, God said the honey would strengthen and help them. And that's true in life. You know, whenever we're weary and we're finding things difficult, there's nothing like the Word of God and the sweetness of the Bible to get us up, to get us moving, to help us to go on. In fact, the honey is very, very sweet. Do you know that honey is actually very good for healing too? If you had a cut and you placed honey on it, it'll heal the cut up. And that reminds us about God's Word as well. Because whenever we're hurt and whenever we're injured, and I mean by what someone has maybe said, boys and girls, the Bible is our comfort and it heals us. How precious is God's Word to us? Now, here's something else that the Bible is like. I've got to dig it out here. And let me see. Here we go. Oh, it's like a sword that slays. We read, "And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." You see, the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that we're in a battle, a great battle. It's a spiritual battle. Now, whenever you're saved and you're in the Lord's army, you need to put on the right uniform. You need to have the right uniform, but you also need the right weapons. You need the sword of the Spirit. You need the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, those different things. The sword of the Spirit. You see, the devil will come with temptation. And there are times whenever we face things and we don't know how to get through. And the Bible is like this, it's the sword of the Spirit. Because you know what? We're able to cut down the enemies of the cross, as it were. We're able to cut down the enemies, the giants of unbelief and doubt. And God's Word is like a sword. I'm moving through these very quickly because there's quite a few of them. Then the Bible is like something else. And here it is. It's like seed that is sown. Seed that's sown. Now, whenever you think of this little packet of seeds, so tiny, just a handful of seeds. But you put them in the ground, you come back at harvest time, and you know what? There's going to be lots and lots of flowers there. And if you sowed potato seeds, when you come back at harvest, there's going to be lots and lots of potatoes to gather and a great harvest. And the Bible is, the Word of God is like seed that's sown. Of course, the seed of the Word of God has to be sown in the hearts of men and women. And we pray that early in life that God's Word will get right into their hearts. That it will not be stolen away by the devil. That they will listen carefully. That they will hear the Word of God. That they will heed it. And that boys and girls will come to know Jesus Christ. That the seed sown will bring and bear forth fruit. Now, we're nearly three, boys and girls, but I have something else with me that the Word of God is like. And we need this here in Northern Ireland. We need these. It rains a lot. That's one thing we're certainly famous for. It rains a lot. The Word of God is like rain that saturates and soaks. Now, boys and girls, whenever we do get a dry time, and we find that the ground all becomes very hard and it's like clay. And if you tried to sow the seed in that, you couldn't do it. It'll just stay there on top of the ground. The ground's too hard. But the rain falls from heaven, just like God's word, and it prepares the ground. It makes it lovely and soft and moist so that the seed can get in there. And you know what? The word of God is just like that. It's like the rain that falls from heaven. And we're reminded of like that. Boys and girls, the word of God is also like water that sanctifies. In other words, water that makes us clean. There was a very famous Baptist preacher, Lester Roloff, a great man of God. He had many wonderful sayings, and one of them is this: the word of God is like a great big bath of water. The more you get into it, the cleaner you get. And how true that is. We need God's word, just like the water, to cleanse us and to make us clean. But in closing, boys and girls, time is just about gone. But you know, the word of God is like something else, and it's like this here. The bread, well, it's bread. The bread of life. The Lord Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Remember that the whole Bible is about Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us who he is, what he has done. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me, he shall never hunger. He that believeth in me, he shall never thirst. Friend, I wonder today, are you hungry? Are you in need? Jesus is the answer. He's the bread of life. He's the light of the world. He is all that you and I need. Of course, the bread, you have to take it. If you're going to live, you have to eat it. It's not good enough just to see the bread sitting there. You need bread to live. You need to eat the bread. You need to come to Jesus Christ. Boys and girls, I wonder, are you saved? As we have thought today about the Bible, there's no book like God's word. There's no book like the Bible. Are you saved? Come to Jesus. Come and trust him today.